And some more tickets to the Mike and the Mechanics Fondue. Stand by. YDB is going to be playing the Genesis 2 for. That's your signal to call in. So stand by. I can pin it down for you. Give you a little hint as to when it's going to be. I'll let you know the exact hour in just a little bit. Oh, God, there's Estelle. There's Estelle lumbering around. Look at her. Look at her. Look at her eating that cruller. Look at her shoving it in her face. Estelle! Come in here a second, Estelle. I need you. I need you, Estelle. Come in here, Estelle. I got some stuff to file. I want you to file all these records, please, and make sure that they're in alphabetical order. I don't want to hear any complaints. I don't want to hear any kvetching. I don't want to hear any problems. All I want to hear is you filing these platters. You got me, Estelle?
Look, don't order me around like a general, huh?
Hey, I'll order you around like I see fit to order you. Oh, look who's here. A little breath of spring in this blizzard. Hi, hon.
Hi, honey. Hi, hey. You ready? Ready for a workout?
It's my funny little honey, my teeny weeny weeny, my little little pooter, my little little nooter. How you doing?
Oh, oh, oh. Well, hello, Nene.
Well, yo, Estelle, what's happening?
You know, I can't believe you've got on leg warmers here in the station.
Well, at least I can wear leg warmers. You wouldn't need them with those hairy legs.
Hey, all right, both of you, huh? Retract claws, all right? Let me tell you something, Estelle. You shouldn't bust your chops for wearing leg warmers. I mean, we're going ready to work out. We're going to get big. We're going to get aerobicized, the whole schmear. Estelle, if you had worked out, maybe you wouldn't have that hopelessly distended torage at this juncture.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I'll give you, come on. I mean, look at her. Look at the butt on this woman. I mean, this butt is the butt of a 14-year-old girl. I mean, I could bounce a quarter 3 feet off of that thing.
Yeah. That is a lie. That's a figure of speech. That's an expression. That is a figment of your imagination.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, all right. Well, I'll tell you what. I challenge you both to drop trowel on the floor. I have the quarter. We will bounce it off your respective tuchuses, and we will see which one bounces higher, the tuchus of you, Estelle, or the tuchus of the Neen.
Okay, let me peel out of these.
Yes, she ain't afraid to drop trowel. She'll drop trowel. Come on. She'll skeet them back. Hook your thumbs and skin them back, baby.
All right, fine.
Drop those ski pants down if you think you got the guts. Will you do it?
I'd be glad to.
All right, the two of you, I want you lying side by side. Let me grab the quarter here. I got a pocket full of change. Jeez. All right. I got the quarter here. All right, first we'll do Nene. And I got the ruler along parallel with your thigh. All right, let me drop the quarter from a height of 4.5 feet. And here we go. And it, all right, so I exaggerated. Bounced 1.5 feet from her firm, ripe tuchus. All right, let me bounce it on yours, Estelle. Try to hold still. Stop puckering that thing, Glenn. The fumes. All right, from the same height, I will now drop this quarter. And let's see here. Oh, unsavory Estelle. The quarter is lodged in your speciously dilated Bombay doors.
What that smells from all that fudge packing.
Plain or with nuts, it's the Grease Man on DC 101.